Part 4. You will hear an interview with a man named John who's talking about train travel in Europe. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
So, John, did you enjoy travelling around Europe by train?
I most certainly did. In fact, it was one of the most enjoyable holidays I've ever had.
A friend of mine did exactly the same thing a year ago, but his trip turned into a nightmare.
He probably hadn't planned it carefully, had he?
No, he hadn't. He ended up spending the entire journey from the Spanish border to Lisbon lying on the grubby, hard corridor floor of an extremely overcrowded train with his head about 2 inches from a smelly toilet.
Well, you do have to think about your travel plans carefully before you buy your train pass.
Can you tell us about the different passes?
There's the FlexiRail pass, which allows you unlimited travel for 2 weeks for £485 or £650 for a month. The Youth Pass, which gives you 15 days for £412, but they offer no monthly pass. And finally, the Eurail Pass, which gives you 15 days for £395 and a month for £520. All these passes include very useful rail timetables, so if you choose to travel without a pass on individual tickets, you'll have to buy the timetables yourself. If you do buy individual tickets, make sure you get them stamped before you get on the train. There are stamping machines in all the stations. If you board a train on an unstamped ticket, a suspicious conductor might assume you're trying to cheat and fine you. Of course, you don't need to get your pass stamped.
And should you always book a train seat in advance?
Not always, no, but they're absolutely necessary when you're travelling to and from places everyone wants to visit. I didn't book when travelling at weekends, as most people travel during the week. However, when I tried to get a seat on a train travelling between Florence and Rome, it turned out to be impossible.
How safe is travelling like this? Are you likely to get your things stolen?
If you're travelling alone, watch your things at all times. Don't leave your valuables unattended, even when you visit the loo. Having to watch your luggage all the time is, of course, a big nuisance, and the main reason why you should try not to travel on your own.
And what do you do about meals on long train journeys?
Well, while you can usually buy food on the train, it's often expensive and far from fresh. I would always stock up on snacks and drink. Oh, and make sure you have a good book with you. The scenery isn't always... Now you'll hear Part 4 again.
So, John, did you enjoy travelling around Europe by train?
I most certainly did. In fact, It was one of the most enjoyable holidays I've ever had.
A friend of mine did exactly the same thing a year ago, but his trip turned into a nightmare.
He probably hadn't planned it carefully, had he?
No, he hadn't. He ended up spending the entire journey from the Spanish border to Lisbon lying on the grubby, hard corridor floor of an extremely overcrowded train with his head about 2 inches from a smelly toilet.
Well, you do have to think about your travel plans carefully before you buy your train pass.
Can you tell us about the different passes?
There's the FlexiRail pass, which allows you unlimited travel for 2 weeks for £485 or £650 for a month. The Youth Pass, which gives you 15 days for £412, but they offer no monthly pass. And finally, the Eurail Pass, which gives you 15 days for £395 and a month for £520. All these passes include very useful rail timetables, so if you choose to travel without a pass on individual tickets, you'll have to buy the timetables yourself. If you do buy individual tickets, make sure you get them stamped before you get on the train. There are stamping machines in all the stations. If you board a train on an unstamped ticket, a suspicious conductor might assume you're trying to cheat and fine you. Of course, you don't need to get your pass stamped.
And should you always book a train seat in advance?
Not always, no. But they're absolutely necessary when you're travelling to and from places everyone wants to visit. I didn't book when travelling at weekends, as most people travel during the week. However, when I tried to get a seat on a train travelling between Florence and Rome, it turned out to be impossible.
How safe is travelling like this? Are you likely to get your things stolen?
If you're travelling alone, watch your things at all times. Don't leave your valuables unattended, even when you visit the loo. Having to watch your luggage all the time is, of course, a big nuisance, and the main reason why you should try not to travel on your own.
And what do you do about meals on long train journeys?
Well, while you can usually buy food on the train, it's often expensive and far from fresh. I would always stock up on snacks and drink. Oh, and make sure you have a good book with you. The scenery isn't always... That's the end of part 4. This is the end of the test. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.